Yeah.
Talking all that shit.
Yeah.
So get the fuck out. You sorry ass bitch.
What?
You come in my house.
That's right.
Eating all my shit.
That's right.
So get the fuck out.
Uh-huh.
You sorry ass bitch.
Come on.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Woo!
Bitch, bitch,
yo, what's
bitch,
going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed, ready to chop up some good game. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by bestforyourbrain.com. Do you suffer from poor mental energy that leaves you feeling tired, unmotivated throughout the day? Are you distracted by Facebook and unable to get into the zone when important tasks are coming up? Are you having a hard time remembering simple things like where you placed your keys, important dates and anniversaries? Check out Alpha Level. Alpha Level is an unbelievable mind-boosting supplement that dramatically improves your brain function and helps you with mental potential. Scientists are calling it Viagra for the brain. Go to bestforyourbrain.com, bestforyourbrain.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404, okay? And I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, and you guys don't go nowhere. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't you touch a damn button, everybody.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicken.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, we are back right here on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some game. Glad to have y'all here. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Can you guys hear me pretty good in the chat room? Want to make sure my audio levels are correct, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope everybody goes to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear at TariqElite.com. Get all the shoes, the t-shirts, the sunglasses. Summertime is here. Go to TariqElite.com. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get all the fresh fly movies, ladies and gentlemen. A lot we're going to talk about today. It's going to be a quick show, but a lot we're going to talk about today. You dig? Now, for those who listen to my show Ism Radio, which we do on Tuesday, I usually have a couple of female co-hosts. And a lot of people are talking about what happened on the show yesterday. Now, ismradio.com, for those who don't know, some of my new people who are new who don't know about Ism Radio, IZMradio.com. That's the Tuesday show we do. So one of the co-hosts, I had to fire her, and I ended up firing her live on air. And, you know, we discussed a little bit about what went down after the firing, me and my other co-host, Miss Layla. Shout out to Layla. And Sarah, after I fired her, and some of y'all don't know, Sarah's a nobody. She's nobody. She's only known for my show. She's a fucking nobody. She's only known for my show. And I'm not going to try to go in on it too hard because, you know, but I am a little bit because I just want to spit facts. Because some of the blogs and all the stuff, you know how they do. Your niggas love drama. So some of the blogs have gotten a hold of me firing her on air and, you know. So the topic of today's show is called the Negro Bed Rat Mentality. See, what's a bed rat? A bed rat is a combination of a bed wench and a hood rat. And that's what we saw with my ex-co-host, Sarah. And I want to explain what a bed rat is. Excuse me. A Negro bed rat, that's somebody who has a completely irrational, illogical sense of entitlement, especially when it comes to being around other black people. They have this completely illogical sense of entitlement. Hold on, we got a troll in the chat room, and we got some dude, hold on, we got a moist nigga named Leo, and I'm going to get him out, all right? Leo, you out the fucking chat room. I don't want no whiny niggas. I'm talking some real shit. Yeah, fuck that nigga Leo. But let me get a call before I really get it in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let me get a call or two before I really get it in. Because I want to take my time. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, King? This is Davion calling out of Milwaukee.
Davion, how you doing, sir?
Man, doing pretty good, brother. Finally got through. Pretty happy about that. But I got a couple quick questions for you.
Go ahead.
The first one is, what is a book or any type of recommendations that you can give me to understand body language and the psychology of people?
Body language and the psychology of people. That's something that you would have to go to Amazon with, because I don't know anything about body language offhand, but the psychology of people, there's a lot of different self-help books. Most self-help books are really about the psychology of not only you, but other people. So that's something that you can look up on Amazon pretty easy. So what's your other question?
The next one is a little bit more personal. I'm going to make it quick. With me and my fiance, we've been dating for a while, but she's extremely strong. We're not dating, excuse me. We've been together for a while. But she's extremely strong with her family. And I don't have anything against that, but the thing is, she has a lot of men in her family. And me being territorial, I try not to be emotional about it, but she kind of listened to them before me. So what is the thing that I can do to detach her from the family to kind of, you know, you get where I'm going with it, with me more naturally.
Yeah. You got to let her know that you can't have two dudes that you're listening to. That causes confusion. That's why the father gives the daughter away symbolically. You did? Because you can't be listening to two cats. Now, that's her father, whatever, the men in her life. You know, those guys have been there forever. So you're going to have to understand they are going to have a certain level of influence. But the thing is, you don't want, if they're giving her information that's contradictory to what you're trying to give her, like, for example, if you're trying to have her to be more conscious and she has a family full of coons, that shit ain't going to work. And she's going to have to convert. You dig? So it just depends on the severity.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. But, yeah, her family is completely conscious to the fact that they actually introduced me to you and the knowledge.
Oh, that's what's
up. So I'm not even going to, I'm not going to de-minimize them on no point. But the thing is, like I said, it's kind of still that thing where I like to, not even like, it's natural for me to have my foot you know, in the beginning of the lead. And sometimes she listened to her family a little bit more. So I get kind of, you know, a little frustrated with her. And her dad, you know, he's been more welcome to me more than anybody I've ever, you know, been with. He always, you know, give me kudos. And he always, you know, tell her, because I brought this to him before. And he kind of told her the same thing that she's going to, he told me the same thing that she's going to eventually let go. But we've been together going on about 5 years. And okay, we have two children together.
Okay, so just talk to her and just kind of communicate and just let her know what you're feeling and let her know she's going to have to start listening more. Thank you for the call. Okay, I don't want to get too off track here because this was about to be a long thing. So I ain't going to take no more calls. Yeah, I'm not going to let it get off track. I want to stay focused here. I want to stay focused because I'm talking about bed rats and the bed rats mentality. So for those who don't know, look, on Ism Radio, I had female co-hosts. I had some original co-hosts. I had Miss Chris, and Miss Chris left the show some months ago. A lot of people were wondering why Miss Chris left the show. And what Miss Chris left the show really because of the bullying coming from Sarah's ass. Sarah has this thing. Well, Sarah tried to blame the listeners for making Miss Chris run and leave the show. That's not it. I mean, Miss Chris didn't like being bullied by Sarah. Sarah has this thing where she would just kind of disrespect everybody. And that's been going on for a long time. This whole shit is not something that just came out overnight. A lot of shit has been going on behind the scenes for a minute. A lot of the disrespect has been very blatant. But this is the thing. Ism Radio, first and foremost, it's a comedy show. First and foremost. On Ism Radio, that hour and a half we're on the air, I allow free reign to say whatever you want to say on that show. I do not censor anybody, and that's the appeal of Ism Radio. I hold the comedy forum sacred. That's what you're supposed to do in a comedy forum. All things go. No holds bars. You can say whatever you want to say within that hour and a half. That's why when you look at the show, when you look at Ism Radio, especially for the last few months, look at Sarah's behavior. It was mad fucking disrespectful, not only to me, but I mean to the listeners, to a lot of folks, but to me especially. This is my shit. But I created the atmosphere on air for you to be able to say what you want to say. I'm not going to trip. I'm not going to play the authoritative card on you. If I've already created the forum where you can be comfortable enough to say what you want to say, I'm not trying to censor anybody. You look at Ism Radio. I never checked anybody or disrespected anybody, any of the girls on the show at all. Never came at them sideways. This is a comedy show. Say what you want to say. You got jokes. You got something to say. I got jokes. You can say whatever you want to say. Niggas was getting mad at me. Damn, man, you ain't checking these chicks. You ain't checking her. You getting soft. No, I'm not getting soft. This is a comedy show, so I'm not here to check anybody. I want you to be able to say what you have to say. I want you to be comfortable to say what you want to say. Now, the thing is, most people who got sense, they know how to not abuse that. You can say what you want to say, but see, Sarah, who has that bed rat mentality, she starts to take it to another level where she got a little bit too comfortable. And she started getting very disrespectful on the air. If you look at some of the shows from the last few months, that woman has been talking crazy to me on the air. This is my shit now. And I never flipped on her. I know how to turn all that shit into entertainment because that's what the show is. Ultimately, it's entertainment. So I'm not going to flip. I'm a professional. I can flip it and turn that into entertainment. You dig? That's what Ismbody's there. I can make a million. I can flip that shit. That's my gift. I can take somebody who's not really interesting and make them interesting and make them entertaining. And the thing is, see, when Sarah got on the show, you know, after a while, the listeners started to get cold from it. They didn't like her. If you look at look at some of the episodes of Ism Radio for the last few months and look at the comments on every single show. Let's just be real. The audience couldn't stand Sarah. People have been begging me to get rid of Sarah. They can't stand her. They don't like her. I'm talking men and women. Begging for that woman to go. Nobody liked her because they saw how phony she was. Now, with that being said, I know she's a fucking phony, but the thing is, this is an entertainment show. I don't give a shit about you being phony or whatever in real life, but on the show, it's entertaining. People will still tune in even if they don't like somebody. That's the thing. You have to understand, if a person don't like you, they will still tune in. That was something about Howard Stern. They did a survey with Howard Stern, and they had a survey of all the people who tuned in who liked him. It was a certain percent. Then they said, who are the people who don't like him? And that was a higher percent of the people tuning in. So a lot of times when people don't like a personality, they will still tune in just because they don't like that person. So I give you free rein to do what you do on air, because that's what the forum is. You dig? Now, with that being said, there was some stuff behind the scenes that I wasn't feeling. But again, I would always move things to the air. There's a lot of little shit about Sarah that I wasn't feeling, but it's not. My thing is, can you get on air and can we have an entertaining engagement? That's my biggest concern. And the thing is, that bullshit sense of entitlement, you know, that's been evident for a long time. Look, Layla's hitting me up. And I'm going to get on some of the stuff she said about Layla that I didn't like, too, after the fact. Hold on one second. Layla's sending me. Hold on one second. Okay. So Layla on the phone. Okay. So, yeah, Layla. Because Layla's upset, too. Layla's pissed off, too. Layla's pissed off, too. Because Sarah, the bed rat, you know, after I fired her, she got on Periscope and, you know, she immediately started making disparaging comments about not just me, but my wife. And I'm going to get on that later. She was making some real crazy comments about my wife. My wife has never been up to Ism Radio at all. But then she was saying some slick shit about Layla. And then she was talking about Layla's son, saying some stuff about him that should not have been said on air. This is the type of fucking bed rat that you have to keep an eye on. And that's what I always did. I kept an eye on the bed rat. Yeah, there she called her a hoe. Sarah called Layla a hoe on Twitter. Yeah, it's that welfare rat mentality. You know how hood rats have that mentality where you supposed to, where my check? Y'all supposed to give me my check. Y'all supposed to take care of my kids. Y'all supposed to give me something. Y'all supposed, where my check? That mentality, that hood rat mentality. Niggas supposed to give me some weed. Y'all supposed to, is that everybody's supposed to do something for me just for the fact of you're existing. This bullshit, irrational, illogical sense of entitlement. And people saw it firsthand on the show when she was talking about the dude who didn't give her no money. That dusty nigga didn't give me $40. He's supposed to give me $40. Yeah, and the audience really turned on her. She tried to go into victim mode, and the audience really turned on her. And that's another thing with Sarah. Sarah would say little disrespectful shit to me in passive-aggressive ways, hoping that I would check her on air on some G shit, which I never did. I always turned it into a joke, so I never fell for that. That's why she would get frustrated. She would try to say little passive aggressive shit on air. I'm a professional. I'm going to keep this thing professional. So I knew how to flip all that shit and turn it into a joke. That's why she would get mad at the Ismbot robot, because her shit wasn't working. She was looking for an angle to make herself the victim. And I let her slide with a lot of shit. You dig? And again, I know that this person ain't rap too tight, but you don't have to be perfect to be on the air. I don't look for people to be perfect. Just get on air and let's be entertaining. That's my thing. And let's be clear. I don't need you here. This is my shit. I can put anybody in those chairs and make them interesting. This is my shit. But sometimes when you get somebody with that bed rat mentality, they start thinking that they are more significant to the cause than they really are. You're not. You're charity. And the thing is, when I'm on air, I'm one way. On air, especially on ISM, on different shows, I'm different ways. On this show, the Tariq Show, the Tariq Radio Show here, I talk about more serious topics. You know, we joke around, we bullshit, I mix it in, but on here, more serious topics. On Ustream, it's a little more loose. We take a little more calls, but I still talk about more serious stuff. But on ISM, it's all bullshit. Bullshit, joking, that's what ISM is about. It's completely bullshit and joking. So again, whatever you say on air, I'm not going to trip on it because I've created that forum. The thing is, Sarah was getting to the point where she was abusing that. And I'm not tripping, but when it starts to spill off air, then we're having problems. Because again, like I said, she would bully Miss Chris, say little slick shit to her, come up to the office, I don't like Miss Chris. Miss Chris, she's dumb. She's stupid. And look, behind the scenes, I don't really play that fucking game. We're not on air. When that record button is not on, you're going to be a professional up in this motherfucker. Don't be in here talking about other employees. Dude, chill out. Don't disparage that girl in here. We're not on air, so we can't chop that up as satire or nothing. So I don't allow all that loose bullshit off air. Because I saw a little Periscope video. She was like, yeah, Tariq was, he got a soft spot for Ms. Chris because she biracial like his wife. Just little loose horse mouth bullshit like that with her little pea head ass. No. It's not about me having a soft spot. I'm just not letting you bully people in my place of employment, in my office. I'm just not going to let you do it. Hold on. Let me have Layla call up. Let me have Layla, because Layla's so pissed right now. Layla's hit me up. Hold on. Up now. Hold on 1 second. 818850. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to get Layla to call. I'm sorry, guys. I don't like to have dead air. But Layla's so pissed because Sarah's just talking fucking reckless. And look, we've helped that little bummy Negro bed rat. We've helped. Look, the Negro bed rat, they're completely ungrateful. Negro bed rats come around people who have means and resources so that they can leech off of it. And they know that their days are numbered, so they try to leech as much as possible so they can build a little rat nest somewhere. You know, that's the mentality of a Negro bed rat. Me and Layla we've helped that woman out. So Layla has given that chick money, all types of shit, because Sarah comes to the office begging like a fucking peasant every fucking week. Begging nonstop, and y'all see it on air. She's begging on air, so it's worse off air. She's begging constantly. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. Certain shit like that, I'm like, I play past that. Just keep everything on air. Let's not do all this bullshit. I don't know. And just, somebody said I bought her a bed. Yes, that was some charity shit as a housewarming gift. She's like, Tariq, I ain't got no furniture. I ain't got no furniture, Tariq. I'm like, well, shit, all right. Can y'all get me some housewarming gifts? So I got her a bed for her apartment. That's it. I don't want nothing in exchange for it. And that's another thing. Because she say this little weird shit to me all the time that made me uncomfortable on and off air. She would be on some shit. Tariq, you like a daddy to me, Tariq. You like a daddy to me. You like my daddy. I'm like, oh, okay. I ain't trying to be all that. I'm not trying to be daddy. I'm not trying to be zaddy. I'm just an employer. I'm not trying to be zaddy or daddy. I don't like that type of talk. She would say shit like that on the air. Go listen to shit. You like my daddy? Ooh, my daddy. How come we don't hang out? We don't be hanging out, Tariq. You don't want to hang out with me? I'm professional as fucking hell. I'm not trying to hang out with you. I'm not trying to hang out with you. We doing this shit on air. We chopping it up on air. Let's go home after the show separately. Separate home. Not my home. I'm not zaddy. I'm not trying to be daddy or father figure. None of that bullshit. No. I'm cool wanting to hang out. We need to go out of town, Tariq. We need to go travel. How come you don't be taking me nowhere? Oh, dude. Keep that shit over there. What's up? Who's this?
This Tariq?
This, yeah, man. You keep calling. What's up? Who's this?
Oh, wow. I just saw on Instagram that you said call. This Peanut down at ATL.
Okay, man. I have you call back, man. Shit. I hate these clueless niggas calling up and not talking about shit. Hold on. Oh, man. Let me see. Waiting, Layla. Wait, I'm waiting on Layla to call up. I'm waiting on Layla to call up. But the thing is, man. Okay, Wabenstein. Okay, we got a couple of coons in here. Okay. Bam, let me get him out of here. The thing is, if you look at the show, you've seen the disrespect coming for months. Extremely unprofessional, but the thing is, I can flip that, and I try to make that part of the show. I make her radishness and her unprofessionalism a part of the show. She would come up in the show eating shit all the fucking time, and I made that a part of the show. I would, hey, stop eating on the fucking air all the time. Then I just made it a part of the show because people would go in on that. So I'm saving her from herself in many instances. I'm saving her from herself. And the thing is, when Sarah first came on the show, she rubbed me the wrong way because she came in secretly filming me. If you look back at the old shows, I've always checked her on that. I'm like, hey, this, I'll let anything go on here. You can say whatever, you can, you know, speak your mind, but I don't like people coming in here filming me on the sneak. Don't do that. Because now I'm looking at you funny style. I don't like that. No, Terry, I wasn't doing that. I was doing that. No, you know, all that denial and all that bullshit. But no, y'all look back at the show. I let her know that shit wasn't cool. Don't do that. Now I'm looking at you funny style because you came in here filming and taping on some sneak shit. Now that's, look, that wasn't enough for me to fire her because it could have been some innocent, but I'm putting it in my back pocket. I'm letting you know I'm feeling the kind of way about you, you know, filming. That's some shit that informants do, and I've said that many times, that, you know, you're giving me an informant vibe. Hello, who is this?
Hello, Tariq?
Yes, who is this?
This is Ebony, calling from Baltimore.
What's going on, Ebony?
Hi, how are you doing? Are you live now?
Okay, I'm going to have you call back. I'm not trying to slow the game down right now. I'm not trying to slow the game down. But people, look, like I said, on the show, you know, I let you say whatever. I let you, you know, do your thing. I don't want you taping on the low. Because the first couple of episodes of Ism Radio, we weren't filming the show yet. We filmed the show like a couple of episodes afterwards. But the first couple of episodes, we didn't film it. I think we might have done the second episode. But the first one, I didn't tape it. If you go to YouTube and look at Ism Radio, it wasn't on film. Because, again, I'm kind of feeling everything out. I'm feeling them out. So I'm not really, you know, I'm not filming the show yet. And I don't want people coming around me sneak filming. So I had a problem with that. And the thing is, a lot of shit that went on air would spill over off air. Like going in and bullying Miss Chris and then with Layla. Because Layla exposed, not really exposed, because Miss Chris exposed this too. And this is another thing with Sarah. She goes on talking about pro-black this. She's so pro-black, black. Ooh, I hate white people. She'd be on the air talking that I hate white people talk, which that's not what you're supposed to do. That's some off-code shit, by the way. That's off-code. You don't talk that I hate white. What the fuck you talking about? That's kind of off code. So that's why I would clean it up. And I would bring it back talking about white supremacy. That's just from the Neely Fuller code. I'm cleaning it up and she's yelling. And look, at my office, at my other office, you know, we got other businesses around there. So she's screaming, coming in the show every week, screaming, fuck these white people, these white hoes. She's screaming at the top of her lungs and people can hear her. You understand? So this is that bed rat mentality. They don't give a fuck about sabotaging your shit with their reckless fuckery. So I have to kind of clean shit up a little bit. You dig? So the thing is, a lot of the shit would just spill offline. And I'm seeing that this person is flawed, but again, I'm going to save her from herself. Now, Miss Chris first revealed that Sarah was a low-key fucking bed witch. Because Miss Chris, if you look back at some of the shows, Miss Chris, and what I like about Miss Chris is that Miss Chris is a bed wench, but she owns being a fucking bed wench. And that's all I respect. Just like Layla. Layla will own, you know, I haven't watched Hidden Colors yet. I'm not fronting. Miss Layla can own shit. That's fine. Layla will say some shit she don't know. She don't fake it to make it. She's like, look, you know, I try to be as conscious as possible, but I haven't seen Hidden Colors yet. I'm sorry. So she's not fronting with it. Layla talks about, you know, people she's dated, stuff that she's done. You dig? She's not fronting. Even Miss Chris. Miss Chris is like, yeah, I date white dudes. You know, I got a Maddie Ice. That shit is funny. Miss Chris dating a white dude named fucking Maddie Ice is hilarious. And we've made good entertainment out of that. See, the thing is with Sarah's ass, Sarah gets on the air, does all this yelling pro-black, fuck white people. And then Miss Chris was like, well, Sarah was at the club talking to these white guys. And then she would get mad at Chris for telling on her. I always said, Chris is a bed wench with a heart of gold. But Miss Chris would low-key tell on Sarah at the club up in white dudes' faces. And she would kind of get mad at Chris, and she gets mad at people for pointing out her fuckery. Just like Miss Layla. She's mad at Layla because Layla exposed that she was out here low-key fucking with a white dude. Up in a white dude's face. Going out with a damn white dude. And then Sarah is such a fucking dopey pinhead, she don't even know how to lie. But that's entertainment to me. I can put that on air and that can be entertainment. I can flip her false sense of entitlement into a form of entertainment because that's my job. That's why a lot of the shit I try not to talk about on air. I didn't like to talk about their relationship issues on air. Every time they would come in, especially Sarah talking about somebody she didn't date, and I'm like, look, let's just talk about that on air. I don't really want to talk about it off air. Again, I'm different off air. Off air, I'm about business. I don't really want to talk about loose bullshit when that record button is off. So let's talk about it on air so we can kind of flip it, make jokes about it, and just keep it pushing. And that's another thing. She came to work high. She tried to lie about that. This woman come to work reeking of fucking weed, and I have to check her on that. And you can look at the show and see there's episodes where the woman was clearly fucking high just based on her behavior. Again, I'm letting a lot of this shit slide. This is something that's going on for a minute. I'm letting a lot of it slide. And she's admitted to smoking weed every fucking day. I don't know if she said that on that, but she has admitted to that. But the thing is, she does all this fronting, and then when it's revealed that she's a secret bed wench, the audience turn on her, and then she started attacking the audience. And she started getting mad at the listeners. So when the listeners would call up and point out her bullshit, she would kind of flip on them. You dusty nigga! You a dusty nigga! She's flipping on the callers, so there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit that we let slide. Oh, yeah, people talking about she bringing in them cupcakes. And that's another thing. She would come in and, well, y'all saw all the fucking food. She'd come in and just throw food all over the place, food on the counter, leave the food. I'm like, hey, come get your fucking garbage. This ain't the projects. Come in the office, kick her fucking feet up on furniture. Look at some of the old shows and see if that's some professional behavior. Again, I let a lot of shit slide. This is not some new shit. I let a lot of shit slide. And the only reason I let it slide was because it was on air and I could flip it and do some things with it and make it entertaining. This is a forum where you can say what you want to say, be yourself. So I let a lot of shit slide. Oh, yeah, that lie. She couldn't even lie right when people called her out for dating a white dude. He's not white. He's Italian. So when you say some shit like that to people, people get offended. Because understand this. In this type of forum, anything you do as far as entertainment, you're going to have to respect the intelligence of the audience. Because she's such a Negro bed rat, she thinks that she's smarter than what she is. So she thinks that she can pull one over on the audience. So she can come in with bullshit and the audience is going to believe it. That's why the audience turned on her. And she kind of, I think, low-key felt that I wasn't stopping people from turning on her, which I tried my best, but you're giving yourself rope to hang yourself. A lot of the goofy shit she would do, especially sometimes she started trying to go in on black men, then I would reel her back. Go look at some of the damn show. When she start talking a little slick about brothers, yeah, y'all black men, I'm like, oh, come on back. Don't go there. Let me make some jokes. Let me put Isambot here because you're about to go somewhere where I can't save you no more. Because the bed wench start coming out and people started to sense that. She's very passive aggressive with her little comments and all that shit. And she would just make up stories. She'd make up all types of DuckTales that nobody believed. The audience didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. And I'm just laughing my ass off during the show. And after the show, she'd be trying to convince me of the bullshit that she'd be saying on air. Tariq, you think I'd be sleeping around like that? I'm like, I don't care. The show is over. But I don't, Tariq, I don't. I'm like, okay. You don't believe me. You don't believe me, Tariq. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. The show is over. I'm not really trying to have loose conversation with you. But somebody in the chat room said the $40 episode, that was her downfall. That right there showed you the real her. Go back and listen to the $40 episode. And some of the shit she was saying was so irrational and bed wenches and radish. When she was talking about this dude, she was going to fuck this dude. And this is another one of her lies that didn't make sense. She was about to fuck this dude, but the dude came too fast, so she didn't fuck him. I'm like, that don't make no sense. And the audience was calling up like, that don't make no sense. And we kept trying to get into detail. How did this nigga come and didn't fuck? What are you talking about? I don't know. He just came and didn't. I don't know. He just had a little dick. And that's another thing. She's on here talking about this nigga's dick. He came. His dick. He ain't got no balls. Dick. And then want to get on some goody two-shoe shit. I don't like all that talk. Fuck out of here. But she was full of DuckTales and the audience saw it. And I can only save a person so much. I'm doing my best to help you out. I'm not obligated to help you. I'm not obligated to do anything. You don't have to be here. I saw her little Periscope talking about, Tariq didn't like me. If I didn't like you, I would have fired your ass from early on. This is my shit. So you're here because of me. So fuck you talking about I didn't like you. You're here because of me. You're not bringing any value to me. This is my shit. Ain't no conspiracy against you. I can just let your ass go if I didn't want you here. I'm trying to help you. You're not a threat to me at all. I'm like, you're entertaining to me, to the audience, because I can flip situations like that and make it entertaining for the audience. And I saw on her little bullshit Periscope, she was talking about, well, I would want to talk about economics and black economics, and Tariq wasn't even interested. He wasn't even interested in talking with me about black economics. Nigga, you up here trying to fuck niggas for $40. Why am I going to talk to you about some economics? You fucking for 40. You're not an economic expert. I'm sorry. Why am I talking about a motherfucker who can't get $40 in hair and nails money out of nigga about some economics? The fuck out of here. You can't even get rainbow money out of nigga and you want to talk about economics? Seriously? What the fuck are you talking about? You see that bullshit ass delusions of grandeur? What the fuck? Economics with you? Get the fuck out of here. So that shit is funny to me. Just somebody who's that non-self-aware of their own fuckery is entertaining for the air. That's why I got her around. That's why I don't even take that shit seriously off air. That's why I would never talk about anything with them. They don't know nothing about me personally. And she would always want to, we need to go somewhere. How come you don't let us come to your house? I want to come to your house. I'm like, hell no. I'm not coming to my fucking house. No. I want to go on vacation with you. No. That delusion of grandeur, dude, is crazy. But all that pro-black talk and you secretly going out with white dudes and then you lying about it. She lied about it. We've already exposed that it's a fact that she went out with white dudes. It is a fact. This is not anybody making anything up. You can listen to the show. She has admitted it, then try to go back and clean it up. He's Italian. She'll go back and clean it up and then get. And when Layla exposed her, she called Layla up on some bullying shit with Layla, trying to bully Layla. And Layla hit me up like, hey, Tariq, you know, I don't know, this chick is on some bullshit, you know. Let's just not talk about the white dude she's dating because she's calling me, screaming on me on some bullshit. And, you know, just don't say nothing about it. Because I was going to fire her then for doing that. I didn't like that. Fuckery off air, I don't like it. I don't like fuckery off air. I do not like fuckery off air. But Layla was like, don't say nothing about it. All right, I'm going to charge that to the game. I wish Layla would call up. Layla, where are you? Hold on. Let me text Layla. Dang. Okay, wait. Hold on. Everybody stop calling. Hold on. Layla's trying to call up. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, call up. I'm waiting on Layla to call up now. Because she said the phone line is busy. All y'all other niggas stop trying to call. Because y'all fucking the phone line up. All right. Waiting on Layla to call up. But that just shows you how ungrateful some of these fucking bum-ass negresses are. And then they try to hide behind a blackness shield, some pro-black thing. Ain't nothing pro-black about it. This chick will go up in a white dude's face at the drop of a hat and then front about it. There's Layla right here. What's up, Layla?
Hey, Tariq. How you doing?
I'm good, beloved. I'm good. What, you driving?
Yeah. Oh, is it sound weird?
No. You good. We can hear you. You good.
Yes, I'm not echoing or anything, right?
No, you good to go.
Oh, okay. What's going on with you? Because I'm really, honestly, Tariq, I'm a nice person, but the problem with me and the reason why I act like that is because I have no gray area.
Yeah.
Either I'm really cool or I'm really fucking crazy. And that's why I've been calm. I've been trying to be calm. But I'm sick of this bitch because she has no fucking life
at all,
clearly, and too much fucking time on her hands to literally go on YouTube, make two fucking raggedy-ass, bootleg-ass videos, and just talk shit. I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing. Tariq, when she left, was I saying anything crazy about her that I wouldn't not say to her face?
Right.
I didn't say nothing. I'm just stating facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
This bitch, I'm from LA. I am literally from here. Like, you don't know the people I know, bitch. Like, I don't even want to take it there because I hate when bitches bring me down to their level because that's not even me, Tariq. Like, for real, I hate when people bring me, that's why I'm actually getting mad at myself.
Mm.
Because I'm letting you drag me down to your bummy ass, feeling lying ass level. Tariq, I've never said anything about you. This bitch goes on Twitter. Okay, and makes a statement. Layla called me up talking mad shit. First of all, I've never dialed your number.
Yeah.
I've never dialed your number. Bitch, you called me. She be like, oh, Layla, I want to hang out. I only hung out with her because I kept standing her up, Tariq.
Mm.
I felt bad.
Mm.
And I said, you know what, Tariq probably does want us to hang out because we're on the show together. So, you know, and she was like, yeah, she likes us.
Oh, hello?
Hiking with this bitch.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Go ahead. I hear you.
Oh, I literally only went hiking with this bitch because she was like, oh, please, let's go. And I felt bad because I
Yeah.
And I was trying to give the bitch the benefit of the doubt because I was like, oh, she's cool. But at the end of the day, it was something about her that I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if she's a hater. It was like a weird energy that she had. But I don't know what, I think she had, I don't know, I still don't know what the fuck it is. I just think that she's a little bit of an upset fucking fan,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah.
I'm just put it out there.
Yeah.
The bitch is obsessed, okay? She's upset, and she's like, and she's a fucking fan, and she like, honestly, like, I don't know, like, she, the bitch is crazy. I think she's
yeah.
an upset fucking single white female fan. That's what I, that's what I'm just
That's what it looks saying. Like, exactly. That's what the shit looks
that's
like.
That's what everybody was hitting me up saying. That's what everybody was like, she seems obsessed with Tariq, and like I told you, even when me and her hung out, that's all she would fucking talk about is you. And I'm like, I'm trying to get to know you. Like, I don't give a fuck about, like, we're hanging out. Like, if we want to talk about Tariq, let's at the radio show. We
yeah.
talk amongst each other. But I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, the bitch is a straight up, well, I didn't know she's a beast, too. Like, you think she's stealing.
Yep.
And, you know, and she just makes up lies. Like, all the shit that she put on YouTube is all lies because she's a fucking liar.
Big time.
Like, I don't, like. Like, the bitch, I don't know where she grabbing this shit from. I had my mama call me up like, yo, my mom sent me the video. And my brothers, I didn't even see the shit because, you know what, Tariq, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
don't. Like, yeah. my brother sent me the shit. My brother's like, yo, this bitch is crazy. Like, do we need to be doing some shit? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm saying, like, I said,
yeah, that's why
Tariq.
I picked up on some shit.
Some weird. My ball had a bitch down. Talk about that. Go ahead, I'll take your ugly ass back to D.C. Because you ain't getting... I've done nothing but try to help her. I told her what sites to go on to for modeling. I gave this bitch money when she was hungry.
Yeah.
Begging for money when the bitch was hungry.
Exactly. This begging me for money. Yeah, I done bought you a bed.
That's
I
done... You was right there.
Yeah, I saw it. Layla's giving them... y'all don't understand how bummy this motherfucker is, family. Y'all really don't know, man. A lot of the behind-the-scenes bumminess that goes on. Man.
She's such a fucking bum, dog. She's a bum. Like, bitch, I'm not a bum. I've never been a bum. I don't come from a bummy ass family. Like, I'm like, I don't know who you think I am. Like, oh, you got me fucked up. And Tariq, you see, I am calm. I'm a cool person.
Yes.
But, like, you never see me this crazy because I can get crazy.
Yeah.
And I hate getting like this because that is taking me down to your whack ass level, bitch. I'm a grown ass woman.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about Layla lit this, Layla ditzy, Layla this, bitch? Your ugly ass. That's you. Did you have time for this?
Mm.
You have time to go on YouTube and Twitter? I don't. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're Tariq hired me. When you hired me, you said, Layla, I want you to talk about the entertainment news. So I don't give a fuck what nobody else is saying. That's what Tariq said. Tariq said, I like you because, you know, I want to hire you for the entertainment news. Everybody, if we all was the same person on the show, that'd be a boring fucking
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here for this. She's here for that. You're here for... And then you know what else I didn't like what she said yesterday, Tariq? And
yeah.
this was off the air. She's going to say, remember when she came in here, she's going to say, Tariq, we need a guy on the show. And what did I say to you, Tariq? I said, he is the guy on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? Like, bitch, you're delusional. It's his fucking show.
Yeah, yeah. So she's always doing
like,
little passive-aggressive shit.
I don't know who she thinks she is. And then, you know what she said to me, Tariq? First, she kept calling me. I did not answer. I texted her, and I said, I'll call you later. Which, in my head, I knew I wasn't calling. I was just trying to just shut her ass up.
Yeah.
So she noticed I never called her. So then the bitch gonna say, later on, she texted me like 4 or 5 hours later. Was like, never mind. Don't ever call me again. I said, bitch, I wasn't calling your ass anyway. Like, who does she think she is?
Yeah.
She thinks she's somebody. She's fucking delusional.
Exactly.
Like, she thinks she's a fucking star, bitch. You are no fucking body.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know my journey. Like, yo, like, you don't, like, seriously.
I know, sweetie. I know. Anyway, look.
It's like burning my fucking blood. Burning.
All right. I'm going to talk to you in a minute. I'm gonna talk.
Everybody needs to know she's a fucking fraud. Everything that comes out of her mouth is a motherfucking lie.
Yes.
Everything from the barber to whatever she said on YouTube, y'all, she's a fucking liar.
Exactly.
That's what she does.
People don't get how much of a fucking. She's a female Crispy. She's a female fucking version of Crispy.
Exactly.
You dig? It's really that serious.
Exactly.
But anyway. All right, let me. I'm gonna call you later, dear.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, let me put my music back on. Oh, man. But yeah. So that was Layla from the show. I mean, this chick, dude, there's only so you can only help people to a certain degree. And this chick is on some low-key stalker shit on that. How come, Tariq, we don't go out? And she's talking with Layla about me off air and trying to be around me. And we're doing a comedy skit. She comes and jumps in my car. Dude, the energy. And another thing. Off air, and this happened a few weeks ago, she was trying to get into a conversation about my wife, and I wasn't feeling that at all. You're like, so your wife is biracial, Tariq, and oh, okay. And this is off air, and I'm kind of like, you know, we don't want to go there, talking about my fucking wife. You're not, you know, okay, no, don't, you know. And I'm letting it slide, because I know how nutty this motherfucker is and the bullshit delusion of grandeur that she has. So I'm not really feeling that, and I'm like, let me side play that. I'm not about to, you know, sit up here and discuss my wife with you. My wife ain't a part of this show. My wife has never been up to Ism Radio. And as a matter of fact, she's only met my wife once on the set of my movie, 1804, where she walked up to my wife from a, hi, Peanut! And my wife was looking like, who in the fuck is this? So that's the only interaction she had with my fucking wife. She's too comfortable. She acts like a side piece. You ain't my motherfucking side piece. What the fuck? That's why after I fired her, she got on the video. Y'all notice if y'all listen to her bullshit video, she's talking about my wife. What the fuck is up with you? And you don't know my fucking wife? She's talking a lot about my wife. So this woman was on some other shit. And, you know, off air, the shit made me very uncomfortable. We got to go out. Tariq, you want to hang with me? You want to hang? You like my daddy. You don't want to hang with me? And you like my daddy? Tariq, you like my daddy? You don't want to hang with me? No, somebody said, did I hit? No. Hell no. Hell no. You dig? But my thing is, what I didn't like, and another thing, she said some shit where she said that she went to my barber because I recommended a barber for her to cut off that fucking mohawk, get her damn scalp right. She said my barber said that I was in Pimps Up, Hoes Down. I was in the documentary Pimps Up, Hoes Down or American Pimp. So she tried to blame it on the barber, which I don't even believe he said that because, number one, I wasn't in no fucking Pimps Up, Hoes Down or American Pimp. I was never in a pimp documentary. That's a fucking lie. That's another bold-faced lie. She's tweeting that. She tweeted that. She's like, Tariq was in Pimps Up, Hoes Down. I give you $20,000 if you find me in Pimps Up, Hoes Down or any pimp documentary. That's bullshit. That's a goddamn lie. Y'all don't know everything about this woman is a fucking lie. She lies her ass off. Now, the thing is, it's funny on the show because the audience can see it, and I think it's entertaining for the show. But when she does it off air and does little slick shit off air, that's when it became a problem. And when we were filming this weekend, the comedy skit, she made a point to jump in my car after the skit because we're going to another location. I want to ride with you, Tariq. I want to ride with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I said, can't you take your own car? No, I want to ride with you. I said, all right, man. Oh, shit. So she jumps in my fucking car. We're riding to the other location. And she's like, I got weed in my purse, Tariq. I'm like, what the fuck would you jump in my ride with weed for? Y'all know, anybody listen to me, I don't play that shit. I don't like weed heads. I don't like motherfuckers with weed around me in my personal life. I don't like any type of narcotic. No, it's legal, Tariq. It's legal. You can't have it for recreation. I said, I don't play that game. They change laws too much for me, so I just don't have it around me, Sarah. I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm telling her I don't like it. So she's in my car. She has announced she has weed. Just real random shit. Then she starts talking about some pimping. She's like, so Tariq, you used to be a pimp? And she's asked me this before in my office. In my office, I was like, no. I thought it was done. So months later, she gets in my car. She asked me the same shit again. I said, no. I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? Then I'm like, why you've asked me that before? Why do you keep asking me that? Then she started getting real defensive. I don't know. The people on the internet be saying it. I'm like, sweetie, who are you talking about? You keep asking me that. Who's talking? Oh, you getting offended. I'm not getting offended. You keep asking me the same shit, and you hopped in my car with weed. And then she started talking about, and I swear to God, she was like, so Tariq, can you spot a hoe just by what she has on? I swear to God, she said that. I put that on everything. She was saying shit like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Can you spot a hoe just by what she has on? If I'm lying, I'm flying. Y'all know I don't be lying about shit. If I'm fucking lying, I'm flying. If I'm lying, I'm flying. She was asking me shit like this. I'm like, is this motherfucker recording or something? What is she talking about? It sounds like she was in there with a recorder on or something, asking me some shit. I don't know what she was trying to do. I swear to God, she was asking me those type of fucking questions. That's not normal. You hop in somebody's car. Hey, I got weed. You know anything about pimping? You know some hoes? Can you spot hoes? That's not a normal conversation to have. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you asking me this. And as a matter of fact, when we go to the spot, I want Layla to take you back. I don't want you riding the car with that weed. So now I'm really feeling a certain way, because that sounds like some informant shit. It's like a motherfucker who's filming. That is not normal. And in no circumstances, you getting somebody's ride. And let me tell you something. Asking anybody about criminal activity is not normal. That ain't normal. If a motherfucker got in your car and said, hey, man, what's going on? You know where I can get some cocaine? Like, no, I don't know where you get some cocaine. You sure you don't know where I can get some cocaine? No, I don't know anything about cocaine. Why you asking me about cocaine? I don't know. I mean, damn. I mean, you getting offensive. You getting offensive. I'm just asking. I mean, I heard on the internet you knew where the cocaine was. I mean, damn. I'm telling you that was what the conversation was. So I'm really feeling a certain way over that, because now the fuckery is coming and spilling off air. So now I'm just feeling a certain way. So now I'm feeling a certain way. You dig? And again, my thing is, I ain't gonna harp on this shit too long, because she's a fucking nobody. Her only claim to fame is being on the show, all that. I'm a model. I was a model before I was on the show. Number one, you ain't making no money as a fucking model. That's another lie. That's an old lie that old rats and bedwinches say out here. That's an old fucking lie. You ain't making no money modeling. Having somebody take free photos of you ain't modeling. That's just you being an Instagram thought. You ain't modeling nothing. And she came in the office one day lying. A few months ago, Tyree, guess what? I'm going to be on America's Next Top Model. I'm like thinking, oh, I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. Look, I am. Y'all going to watch? Y'all going to watch when I'm on? I said, Sarah, I'm pretty sure they haven't picked you yet. It ain't that fucking easy. I got an email saying they're going to have me on. And then later, no, they're not going to have me. Like a few months later, they're not going to have me on there. I knew that. So that's what we were dealing with. That's what we were dealing with, family. But you got to understand that bed rat mentality. Because the thing is, they get to kick it around white dudes. They think that they can be a vicarious little white supremacist themselves mixed with hood rat. So that's what a bed rat is, that entitlement thing when they get around black people, especially black men. And that's another thing. A lot of bed rats, when they get around black men in an authority position, they get flustered by that, because now they try to sabotage that by doing little disrespectful shit. And then when you say, hey, you can't disrespect up in my shit, all of a sudden, he's just mad because I stood up. I stood up to him. If you listen to when I fired her, I never called her out her name. I didn't do anything. I'm talking. I wasn't even yelling. She started cursing at me and raising her voice, and I wasn't feeling that. No, you're not going to do that now, because you've already done too much disrespectful shit behind the scenes. So she started cursing at me, raising her voice. I'm like, you got to bring your fucking voice down. You ain't my daddy. Well, you're going to have to leave. Have a good day. This is my shit. So that bet rat shit don't work up in my shit. This is my shit. And we're going to have to bring you back to reality. Oh, yeah, somebody in the chat room said, she said, yeah, nigga, a couple of times. Yeah, she's done that before. We've been on the air, and she got real comfortable, like, yeah, nigga. And I'm like, I'm going to play past that because this is entertainment. I'm not going to play the boss card on you. Y'all, listen, she's done that several times. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, nigga. No, nigga. Okay, mind, this is my shit, but I ain't gonna play that card. But now, the boss Tariq is in here today. Jokey comedy Tariq ain't here today. Tariq, the boss, is here, and the boss says you got to get the fuck up out of here. And that's what it is. I don't give a fuck about you making your bullshit YouTube videos. And let me say this to Miss Bedrat herself. You don't want me as an enemy with the mouthpiece, sweetie. That little passive-aggressive shit don't work on me. I'm a beast with the mouthpiece. Ma'am, you're too easy of a target. Ma'am, I could make a whole new character about you. If you really want to go there with the slick fucking mouthpiece, I'm not the dude to go there with because I've saved you long enough. So now if you want to go the enemy route, this is the real King Flex right here. You want to see some pimping? I'll show you some fucking pimping and macking, pimping and macking, pimping and macking, if that's what you want. If we want to go that route, oh, I'm a beast with the mouthpiece. I can clown you to oblivion. Nigga, I get a rat puppet with a fucking mohawk. Nigga, I put $40,000 into making a damn animation about your ass. I'm petty with paper. You don't fuck with petty niggas with paper. Dude, I have a damn crispy bed rat wedding. Oh, don't let me get the creative juices flowing. You dig? And all that slick talking about my wife and all that old bullshit. So we see what your agenda was. Were you trying to slide something to a nigga? Because I don't want it. I'm not trying to hang out with you and all that. And I'm playing past all that. I'm playing past all that. So my thing is, damn, all this stuff about pimping and hoeing and all this stuff. Either you on some agent shit or did you want to be my hoe? God damn. Which one was it? Either you on some agent shit or you a low-key trying to be my hoe. You like my daddy, Tariq. You like my daddy, Tariq. We need to go somewhere. We need to go out of town. We need to go somewhere. We need to kick it. You dig? You don't want to go petty with me, sweetie. You better act like Michelle Obama and go. Don't go high. Go somewhere else. You did, because I tried to lace you with game, tried to help you out, gave you a forum and an opportunity to really parlay and use the forum to get notoriety, to do things, to parlay it into other things. But nah, you think like a rat. Rats, all they do is know they leech off other people. They leech off people. They don't know how to create for themselves, so they just know how to leech. But yeah, with the whole little slick shit talking about my wife and all that old bullshit. Nah, you. And then Layla talking about that woman's child. That's some sucker punk shit. With nobody should respect that. I don't respect it. You're not going to disrespect me or my employees. That's just not going to happen. That's why you had to go. And my thing is, she didn't get fired for asking me the stupid questions. That's why. That's not why she got fired. She got fired for snapping at me and disrespecting me in my establishment. That's why she got fired. Yeah, and I shit, nigga. All that pointing and yelling and talking at me in my spot. That's why she got fired. Insubordination. This is my shit. Now, when you build your little rat nest and you get some shit popping in your fucking rat nest, are you so big? You can talk however you want to talk. In my shit, you're going to respect it. And somebody saying she need a psychological evaluation. Something might be wrong with her ass. I don't give a fuck. Take that shit over there. And I said this on the Ism show. She went out somewhere to a concert out here in LA, and she was like, somebody tried to beat me up. A girl tried to jump me, Tariq. Somebody tried to jump me. Why the girl try to jump me? Because that old slick mouth shit don't work out here, sweetie. And let me tell y'all folks who come out here from different cities. All that talking slick to folks and that delusion of grandeur, people don't play like that out here. all that slick talking. People don't really play that fucking game out here. That's why people will be about to whoop her fucking ass out here. I don't have to go that route. I'm just get up out of my establishment. But yeah, don't let that weed get you caught up in having you thinking that you're in a position that you're not. You got to stay in your lane. And y'all got to watch out for these bed rats out here. The Negro bed wenches and the hood rats, because these people are dangerous. You dig? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Radio Show. I'm going to holler at you guys this Sunday on Ustream.